With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was a rush job. That's what House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says about the Democrats' effort to impeach former President Trump. Last night, House managers delivered a single article of impeachment to the Senate.
The scene was reminiscent of 1 year ago when a different group of House impeachment managers made their journey from the House to the Senate chamber, articles in tow. Once again, history was made as President Trump becomes the first U.S. president to be impeached twice. He's also the first ever to face an impeachment trial after he's already left office. The trial gets underway the week of February 8th, giving both sides about 2 weeks to prepare their arguments. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Biden is pressing Congress to approve a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Some Republicans, though, worry about the price tag and insist the plan should be more carefully targeted to assist those who really need the help. Another coronavirus strain from abroad has arrived here in the U.S.
Minnesota health officials say someone who lives in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area became ill with the Brazilian variant the first week of January after traveling to the country. However, the Department of Health said there was no immediate indication the variant was spreading. According to the CDC, the Brazilian variant contains a set of mutations that may affect its ability to be recognized by antibodies. Some researchers have raised a concern that it may be able to reinfect people who already were sickened by COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, one person is dead, others injured after a powerful tornado raked the Birmingham, Alabama suburb of Fultondale late last night. From higher elevations of the southwest through the midwest on into the east, winter weather leaving its mark, spreading snow, ice, and rain across a wide area. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 47 points, NASDAQ futures down 1 point. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Wortman. His bosses didn't say why he quit, but not long ago, a grand jury had some harsh words about his job performance. Over this past weekend, Michael Edwards resigned his position as director of the Duval County Public Schools Police Department, a resignation which was made public yesterday. News 4 Jax reports that just before Christmas, the grand jury said the district had been underreporting both gang activity and the number of crimes taking place. Edwards had been in the top job for 5 years and spent more than 3 decades in area law enforcement. His assistant chief, Wayne Clark Sr., is taking over for him on at least an interim basis. Police are still looking into what caused a big crash on an area highway. It happened last night on I-95 near International Golf Parkway in St. Johns County. They say a van hit a tow truck as the truck driver was trying to make an illegal U-turn onto the road. 4 people were reported injured, but all are expected to make it. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus. So if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A statewide Florida grand jury is studying school safety. It accused the Duval County School District of underreporting crimes and gang activity happening inside of the public schools. New COVID-19 cases are down in the U.S. by 21% over the past week, the biggest drop in a year. And former President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani is being sued by Dominion Voting Systems over fraudulent election claims.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
5 minutes after 7 a.m. Good Tuesday morning. Yeah, Dean Roger Henderson. Enjoy the nice warm weather. Yeah, I was able to go out and do some exercise. Had a great... I do it. The only problem is when it's cold, Roger, it just kind of affects, you know, if I'm getting over my bronchitis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the cold wind, but it was good. But we're going to get another huge blast coming up on what? Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah, it's going to get cold. It looks like probably, yeah, Wednesday or Thursday. Huh?
So we'll be ready to give you all the updates. Plus, a lot of news to get to today. Sit back, enjoy the morning ride. I promise you, you will be entertained all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. New cases of COVID-19 are down. In fact, they're down by the biggest drop of now 21%, according to some surveys out there. What you see now is the biggest drop, again, in over a year. The latest with that, Reuters News.
The United States reported a 21% drop in new cases of COVID-19, as all but one state reported declines in new infections, and the number of coronavirus patients in hospitals also fell. It's the biggest decline in the past year, according to a Reuters analysis of state and county reports.
But many states still report that there is a shortage when it comes to vaccines being released. Fox News' Peter Ducey says nobody knows what the inventory is.
And because of confusion this White House is blaming on the Trump administration, nobody here has been able to tell us yet how much vaccine inventory there is. But the president says he thinks that anybody who wants a COVID-19 vaccine should be able to get it by the spring.
Former CDC Director Tom Friedman says you will see death rates going down, but don't act with all the vaccines going out. He says that you're going to see dramatic drops, even though we just saw a 21% drop. But he says drops won't take the drastic effect that it should. He says don't be surprised.
But vaccination is not going to drive case rates down for many months. It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths. So if we can get that group vaccinated sooner, death rate should start coming down before the case rate starts coming down.
Well, Democrats in the U.S. House, what? And took over articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate. All this begins, according to some reports, around February the 8th. But guess who is not going to preside over the impeachment trial? Chief Justice John Roberts. In fact, the Democrats are going to have one of their own preside over the trial. Fox News' Mike Emanuel.
The article of impeachment accusing former President Trump of incitement of insurrection is underway. While the trial will not start until February 9th, 17 GOP defections are needed to join with Democrats in order to convict. Some Senate Republicans are already arguing the trial is unconstitutional since President Trump has left office. Chief Justice John Roberts will not preside. Instead, it will be Senate President Pro Tem Patrick Leahy, who is pledging to administer the trial with fairness. But having a Democrat senator in charge likely adds to the argument from Republicans that this is not a legitimate process.
Now, this story goes even a little bit further. So Chief Justice John Roberts, hey, I'm not getting off the golf course. I got better things to do.
You know what? When I first heard the news that he was planning on, you know, that they were going to replace him with Leahy, I was thinking that maybe Roberts had a problem with its constitutionality. And if it ever goes back before
the Supreme Court,
you know, by President Trump as a citizen to overturn it, he doesn't want to be impartial. He wants to be more impartial, saying I wasn't involved with it. And that way he can.
Or maybe he thinks the whole thing was a sham. But this goes a little bit further because of the ridiculous riots that took place nearly 3 weeks ago. Guess what? National Guard plans to stay through in D.C. through March and all throughout the impeachment process just to make sure there are no riots that happen.
Among the concerns, the threat of another attack on the Capitol during the trial. Up to 7,000 National Guardsmen are expected to stay in Washington through mid-March due to potential threats, despite no violence on Inauguration Day.
Now, in under the Obama administration, we saw where transgenders were allowed to serve in the U.S. military. Then in 2017, in the summertime, President Trump overturned that order with a ban through an executive order. Well, guess what happened this past week? President Biden repeals Trump's 2017 ban on transgender people joining the military. Here with the latest of that, reporter Johanna Grenaway.
President Joe Biden has signed an order prohibiting any service member from being forced out of the military on the basis of gender identity. The order reverses a Trump-era Pentagon policy. As President Biden signed the order, he said he is, quote, enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform. The order also calls for the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense to re-examine the records of service members who were discharged or denied reenlistment under the previous policy.
But senior editor for The Federalist, Molly Hemingway, says this is nothing more than to mix politics into the U.S. military.
Well, the job of the military is to fight and win wars, and there are many people who would love to serve in the military who are not allowed, whether it's because they have eczema, or they're too tall, or they're too short, or they have irregular menstrual cycles, or high blood pressure. And the list of reasons of people for people who can't serve is quite long. And the actual decision about whether to subject our warfighting capabilities to the ideology of transgenderism is something of a no-brainer. This is a very problematic thing to do. It causes redefinitions for the entire military. I mean, right now the guidance is that women must shower with men who retain their full male body parts if they identify as women. That's madness outside of a sort of limited media echo chamber.
And of course, this is welcomed by many of the transgender community and LGBT community. Sharon McGowan with the Lambda Legal Group out there says that transgenders not allowed during the Trump years was just completely wrong.
This is something truly coming from the top down and sort of a burst of anti-transgender animus out of the White House. And when you actually deny people the opportunity to serve as they are, that is when this country loses out.
So the question is, should transgender people be able to serve in the military? According to members of the Biden White House, they say, quote, if you're fit, if you're qualified to serve and you can maintain the standards, you should be allowed to serve, they say. Roger, how could you discriminate against that, they say.
It creates all types of confusion. I mean, you have a guy who's very well-built and buff, but he identifies as a woman, so he's got the female uniform on, and the guy, you know, he's over, he has to say, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and it's actually, a biological male. It just creates all types of confusion, I believe, in a lot of people's minds.
Well, one of the big questions is, how many years do you plan to serve in the military? Let's say you sign a four-year contract, and then you go in for the idea that they're going to pay for your sex change, and you're out for, what, a year and a half? We've heard about that.
Exactly. That's one of the other things. This is an inexpensive way to pay for gender reassignment surgery for a lot of people who want to transition fully with the surgical procedures.
Dominion Voting Systems is now suing one of Trump's campaign lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, $1.3 billion for defamation. The 107-page lawsuit says that Giuliani carried out viral disinformation campaign about Dominion, false allegations that he made at legislative hearings, podcasts, and TV interviews.
Dominion Voting Systems slapped a whopping $1.3 billion lawsuit against Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, accusing him of defamation in what it called his, quote, big lie about widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election, and deceived millions of people into believing that Dominion had stolen their votes and fixed the election. Giuliani said in a statement that Dominion's lawsuit was intended to intimidate others from exercising their free speech rights, adding, quote, Dominion's defamation lawsuit for $1.3 billion will allow me to investigate their history, finances, and practices fully and completely.
So they're going to go after Rudy Giuliani out there as well. They say, well, he can come out and say it's for full-blown discovery. Well, if you wanted discovery, how come you didn't sue them beforehand with all of this? Remember, as we reported also last week, that the lady was going to unleash the Kraken. Sidney Powell had to withdraw her lawsuit, NBC's WXIA.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit asking for Georgia's election results to be overturned in favor of President Trump. The so-called Kraken lawsuit was filed by Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team. It makes several unfounded allegations about Georgia's elections. The main one suggests there was a wide-ranging conspiracy to rig Georgia's election results in favor of President Joe Biden. That includes accusing Dominion Voting Systems, the company which manufactures Georgia's voting machines, of switching votes cast for Trump to Biden. But again, a federal judge has just dismissed this suit. A similar suit in Michigan was also dismissed this morning.
Yeah, one of the judges says that the millions of absentee ballots being validated was just absolutely ridiculous to overturn all of that. So this is going to be one of these. It's kind of like I love history. I love to talk about what happens. But hey, folks, the war's over. It was over in 1865. Some of you to this day still want to debate it. This is indisputable. The facts are not there for Rudy and for the Kraken. And I say this respectfully, that the areas of fraudulent activity and voting irregularities should have been focused on more, not some wild conspiracy. And for Republicans to hang their hat, to stand on this mountain, as they say, what are you thinking now? Let's go to Hank. What's up this morning?
Hey, good morning, Ed. I just wanted to mention that, you know, since the right now is getting crushed with conspiracy theories when it comes to free speech, I was wondering when the left's going to get around to going after, like, the conspiracy theorists who don't think that John Wilkes Booth was killed in the barn, the John F. Kennedy with the lone gunman on the lawn.
That's a great one.
Fahrenheit 9/11 with Michael Moore.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys. When are we going to start going and just start chopping their heads off like the French Revolution when they start turning the guillotine on each other?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. But having said that, you brought up a couple of valid points. Was there a group of people that wanted to relive the war as we saw in the movie, with Will Smith? The Wild Wild West. You remember that? Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you got a good point. To this day, they still perpetuate that 9/11 was an inside job. You bring up an excellent point on that, Hank.
Well, a lot of people don't think that we ever put a man on the moon also. So I just want to know how far are we going to take the crushing of free speech? You know, even though you
good
say
point.
It's about reality, you know, thing with this election and stuff, at the end of the day, people have the ability to think what they want to think, and that's what the Constitution allows us to have. And that's what makes us a great country.
Yeah, you know, I have said, if you know, you've got these guys, these former Facebook executives, because now they feel they've got a lot of, they can finally come out now because Biden is in the White House. They've said, well, we don't want these crazy conspiracies out there. You know, these cable companies. You know what? I'm not into these conspiracies. Hank knows this. Everybody knows this. But I'm not going to tell you not to watch it. If you want an Area 51 channel and you think 9/11 was an inside job and a cable company is going to give you a channel, knock yourself out.
Absolutely. I mean, because if they're going to sit there and say that, you know, we need to be like Pravda or Joseph Goebbels with what he wanted to put out with his propaganda,
right,
that's what the Democratic Party is doing. And it's a sad day that this is going on because they've already crushed Parler and, you know, mom and pop on Main Street. They're coming after you next.
Hey, real quick. Do you know that me and Roger are going to get our own TV? Oh, nobody knows about it. Me and Roger are getting our own TV show on one of the cable companies. And guess who our biggest sponsor is, Roger? You know who it is. Dominion voting machines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway.
You're letting the cat out of the bag.
I know.
Hank, wait for the big announcement.
Hank, good to talk to you. Hank, that's a great point. All right, what about 9/11 left-wing conspiracies out there?
Mm-hmm.
But, Hank, before I go to break, what the left will say, well, have those people caused any riots? Well, I can tell you that the MoveOn.org crowd started up a bunch of stuff at voting places in the state of Florida by getting in people's faces. We documented that. That was in 2004 because of the war. Had a lot of passion, a lot of people didn't agree, but we interviewed people all the time that said, man, I got in my face. If I wore a hat that looked like a military, they automatically thought I was supporting the war in Iraq in 2004.
Mm.
We talked about that a lot. Coming up next, your local school district being accused of underreporting crimes and violent gang activity. We've got the story coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you.
Okay, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New COVID-19 cases are down in the U.S. by 21% over the past week, the biggest drop in a year. Former President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani is being sued by Dominion Voting Systems over fraudulent election claims. And more blue states are reopening their economies, but some Republicans are critical of the move, claiming the Democratic governors only made these decisions once Trump left the White House.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
This is one of the most fascinating stories, I must admit, that I've seen in the last, well, outside of the election and all the stuff afterwards, is about the local school districts. As you know, on this radio show, we cover a lot of what's going on, taxes being supported, audits and all the other stuff, and what may be reported and underreported. According to a statewide grand jury, this was after the Parkland shooting in February of 2018. They have been studying the safety reports of all the school districts here in the state of Florida. The director of the Duval County Public School Police Department has resigned because of the scathing report that accuses and reports that the Duval County School District has underreported crimes and gang activity that's been happening in your local schools. Here with the story, News 4 Jax.
The head of police for Duval County Public Schools has resigned. It follows a grand jury report that accused the district of underreporting crimes and gang activity inside schools.
Of Michael Edwards, he was the executive director of the Duval County School Police Department. However, this comes nearly just a few weeks after a grand jury report, a statewide grand jury report that accused the district, singled out Duval County Public Schools for underreporting crimes and gang activity that happens inside district schools here. It said the district's policy artificially reduced crime statistics by allowing administrators to basically decide what counts.
I want you guys to hear this one more time. It accuses the Duval County School District of artificially, in other words, falsifying, could be, I'm just telling you the words out there, mm-hmm. artificially, could be falsifying. Are they not reporting accuracy? Yeah. Are they lying? I don't know. That the crimes that happened did not show is what should have been on the radar. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah, more of the clip here.
Happens inside district schools here. It said the district's policy artificially reduced crime statistics by allowing administrators to basically decide what counts as a petty act of misconduct.
My question to you at 831-0600, you don't have to tell me what school you work at, whatever, or give me a story. My friends, how much crime, or I didn't realize there was that much crime or gang act. You think, oh, that's in Orlando. That's in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Duval? Eh. Folks, how much gang activity and crime do we have in our local public schools? Can you guys give me some stories? What is it, crimes that are being done here that we've just kind of brushed to the side, or maybe we've lowered? Like you were used to the old days, you had marijuana, you'd go to jail. Now you find a few ounces of marijuana, we write you a citation, you show up in front of a judge. 831-0600. Folks, I'm dying to hear some of your stories. You got a lot of emails coming in. What crimes or gang activity that we have in our schools that are not being reported? This is a first for me. And yet, this study says that the Duval County School District hasn't been reporting the truth. What is your take on this? 831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed north just before McDuff Avenue. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881. Or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
What is his definition of unity is a question that I think he needs to answer. He doesn't answer questions at all from the press. Is unity whereas we are going to understand that people have differences of opinions but still come together on shared values? Or is it the Soviet style of unity where it's more unity is the absence of opposition?
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600. WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, for those of you on hold, I got Mark and JC. I want to give you guys plenty of time to talk about the issues you want to talk about. We went over a little bit on a break. We got the bottom of the half hour. I want to give you guys plenty of time. 904-831-0600, a statewide, some of you are emailing, oh, this is a partisan thing that started with Republican Governor Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis. Really? I mean, the Duval County School District says, well, they're covering too many years of so you mean to tell me we've had underreported crimes going on for that many years?
And gang activity.
Gang activity. So my question to you at 831-0600, am I this naive? I didn't think we had these problems here in Duval County. Or is it just a few isolated problems? But we're told that the Duval County School District, according to the state's grand jury, no one's getting in trouble, it's just called a grand jury report, that Duval County they underreported criminal and gang activity. How bad is it? I'd love to hear your story. What do you know about this? 831-0600. 800-480-0600. That and plus other topics. Your call's up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was a rush job. That's what House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says about the Democrats' effort to impeach former President Trump. McCarthy complains it was done without any investigation or hearings. Last night, House managers delivered a single article of impeachment to the Senate. President Biden pushing Congress to approve a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Republicans concerned about the price tag insist the plan should be more carefully targeted to help those who really need assistance. One person is dead, others injured, following a powerful tornado that raked the Birmingham, Alabama suburb of Fultondale late last night. From higher elevations of the southwest through the Midwest and into the east, winter weather leaving its mark, spreading snow, ice, and rain across a vast area. Dow futures up 59 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Mortman. The face mask mandate for Jacksonville, which had been set to expire yesterday, will continue for another month. Duval County's now had over 78,000 COVID-19 cases. Throughout Florida, it's 1.6 million and counting. A man died after his motorcycle hit a tree, but Jacksonville police are still trying to figure out why it happened. For now, they've only said that other vehicles were involved in the crash on Beach Boulevard yesterday afternoon. His bosses didn't say why he quit, but not long ago, a grand jury had some harsh words about his job performance. Last weekend, Michael Edwards resigned his position as director of the Duval County Public Schools Police Department. News for Jax reports that last month, the grand jury said the district had been underreporting both gang activity and the number of crimes taking place. Edwards had been in the top job for 5 years and spent more than three decades in area law enforcement. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Get out of the house and be active while knowing you're safe. The YMCA means it when they say your safety is their first priority. They're checking everyone's temperature that comes in, and there are also disinfectant wipes placed throughout the facility so you can triple check that everything's squeaky clean. The YMCA is opening with limited capacity. To see what programs need reservations and to see how the Y is keeping you safe, check out their website, FCYMCA.org. That's FCYMCA.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed north just before McDuff Avenue. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Former President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani is being sued by Dominion Voting Systems over fraudulent election claims. More blue states are reopening their economies, but some Republicans are critical of the move, claiming the Democratic governors only made these decisions once Trump left the White House. And President Biden overturns the ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. Some of you have been waiting patiently, and I want to give you guys plenty of time to make your opinions, facts, whatever. 831-0600. Roger, let's go to Mark, who's been waiting. Mark, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I would like to say that it's not necessary a district policy to underreport. The principals have a lot of latitude in what they report and what they do not report. And it kind of works like this. If the district has a, if the principal goes over a certain amount, then they may be disciplined, they may be removed. So the principals underreport. Like we had a lot of vandalism, and we had a lot of children getting in fights. and nothing went to the district. It wasn't until a child got stabbed that that had to go downtown. And when I worked there, we had JSO officers. We had two officers quit because the principal would not let them arrest students for crimes and such. But it basically is in the hands of the principal.
What type of crimes had these students committed that they weren't allowed to arrest them for?
Well, there was a lot of vandalism. We would have about $20,000-$30,000 a year at one school in vandalism. There were a lot of assaults. It was just when it got to like a real violent crime. Like I said, there was a student one time that was being bullied. He brought a knife to school and he stabbed another student. Well, that went, he got arrested. But when it goes downtown, it's public record. Gets on the news, it makes everybody look bad. And
all right, Mark, let me ask you this real quick. Let me ask you a two-part question and kind of give me a Reader's Digest. You made an interesting point, which I'm not disagreeing with you. There's guidelines. It's kind of like a judge. The judge has guidelines to throw the book at you or to give you something's going to happen, but you know he may throw something at you and he may not. If you got a couple of kids who just – it might have been – it's something minor. They haven't caused any problems. There's a minor fight. Do you want to report it? I can see why a principal wouldn't do that. But if it's something bigger, if it's being unreported, I want to get more at. But having said this, do you support or do you think there would be more of a move? If there's more school districts that are under-reporting this, is it better to have cops like JSO were already there, allow them to police the schools, or should the school districts just hire their own police in-house? What do you think?
I think you should let the JSO. The reason they got rid of the JSO is because economics. It was about money. I think they thought they could hire a private police force for less money. But if they hire the JSO has to work autonomously. They can't let the administration in the school decide who they can arrest and what they can and cannot report. And it's like, I'll give an example like business. If you are running a business and you say, look, we got to do this inventory with X amount of people, and you know as management it's impossible to get that done with those few resources, you're gonna find some way around it. Maybe you'll hire, you'll not pay people or something. You'll do something to accomplish that goal. That's what's going on in the school system. But I think that there's some kind of incentive tied to the private police force that would cause them to underreport. It's all about the money.
Okay. Hey, you make some good points. I appreciate the call. Now, mm-hmm.
And the administrators have a vested reason to underreport because they could lose their job. So if they could give this a slap on the wrist and put it in the same category as spitballs, and when it was really a lot more dangerous than that, then you know they'll want to do that.
Let me get to the point.
All right.
Here it is. He makes an interesting point about money. A lot of people listening this morning, and I'm not putting down what Mark says, are shaking their heads right now going, what are you kidding me? We just approved a $1.2 billion tax increase for 15 years. You mean to tell me you can't have it? Clay County supported
raising
taxes to fund security to protect kids out there.
You still want to be as physically responsible as you can, though.
No, they don't. It's not their money. It's your money. They don't care.
You would hope they would want to be.
Okay. What I hope and what reality are two different things, okay?
Right.
Here's the other thing is, well, it's about money. Yeah, there are programs out there that if your schools aren't doing too, hey, well, guess what? We don't have this much crime. We give them incentives. We give them more money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. So, yes, it is about money out there. Here's my question at 831-0600. Should we let the local school district, and they can pick and choose whatever they want. I'm not saying they shouldn't. Would you feel more as comfortable as a taxpayer or a parent that if it comes to crime, are you going to rely on your principal to call and determine this is bad, this isn't bad, we got leeway? Do you rely that the school district should hire their own security, or should you not leave it to the local sheriff's department? I got news for you. Sometimes early prevention, now I'm not saying it's going to go on their record, you can get that a sponge. Sometimes the early prevention is the best way to go. And sometimes the best early preventers are cops. And yes, maybe it is about tough love.
Well, here's the Duval County School District's police department. They are just as much police officers as the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is. They just have their own separate police force. They're accredited through the same accredited agencies. They can arrest, and they are sworn police officers. They're not a private security team. They're law enforcement.
Yeah, but here's
so
one.
Just because they work for the school district directly, what probably needs to take place is maybe lift that thing where the principals have a say, regardless of who's doing the policing.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Don't report this.
Your union, you're employed by JSO.
Uh-huh.
You're beholden to Mike Williams and your shift supervisor.
Right.
Who is it not fair to say if you got your own in-house school police out there, their boss is the school district. And the school district tells you, do not report that. I got news for you. No JSO cop's going to be told what to do by some school district.
Mark just said that they were. During the time when he was there, JSO was doing it, and the police officers would quit because the principals were telling the JSO officers.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is the JSO's not going to take that, is what I'm telling you, what Mark just said.
Apparently they were taking it.
You just said that they resigned because they were being told to.
Okay.
JSO ain't going to go up
with
that.
But it was still going on.
I get it. But if JSO resigned, mm-hmm. in other words, what he said is that they would not go along with that, correct? Am I right or wrong?
Two police officers, yes, but they did not remove JSO as being the police agencies for the schools because of
this.
But
what I'm saying is JSO did not go along, correct?
Those two officers did not.
Okay, well, I don't know how many officers did. So according to what I just heard, based on the facts, based on the amount of people who told me that, yes, it could have been. I don't what I'm getting at.
It appears to me that JSO as an agency did go along with it. They were required to. But those two police officers resigned, and then eventually, for economic reasons, having nothing to do with having their
Roger, according to the last phone call, do you have any proof that JSO went along with this? No. He just said the two officers, the
JSO
ones he reported,
continued to provide policing for the school district long after this was going
on. Doesn't mean the principal was telling them what to report and not what to report. He said they tried to. JSO, he said the two cops wouldn't put up with it. It's quite possible.
I got the impression he was talking about two isolated incidents.
Well, if the only two on record, that's the only two I can talk about. Everything else is what if?
Yeah.
I
didn't get the impression that the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said we're not providing security for the Duval County schools because of this anymore.
No, it's not what I said. I said they weren't going to go along with it. Didn't say they were leaving. In other words, they weren't going to be told what to report as falsifying evidence. Get what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. For those of you just tuning in, big story as of this morning. Not that the local Duval County Public School Police, this is the police in the public schools in Duval County, resigned. It said he resigned in the wake of a report. The report has come out and said that this all happened after February the 14th, 2018, after the Parkland school shooting, that there was a bipartisan sheriff's, cops, and law enforcement is what they call a grand jury. They're not indicting anybody. They're having a school safety report about how are all the schools doing here in the state of Florida. The report has come back and said, quote, they've reported and accused, according to the News 4 Jax story here, that the Duval County School District underreported, did not report crimes and gang activities in its schools. Here's the clip one more time.
The head of police for Duval County Public Schools has resigned. It follows a grand jury report that accused the district of underreporting crimes and gang activity inside schools.
Of Michael Edwards. He was the executive director of the Duval County School Police Department. However, this comes nearly just a few weeks after a grand jury report, a statewide grand jury report that accused the district, singled out Duval County Public Schools for underreporting crimes and gang activity that happens inside district schools here. It said the district's policy artificially reduced crime statistics by allowing administrators to basically decide what counts as a...
All right, I want you guys to hear this one more time.
It said the district's policy artificially reduced crime statistics by allowing administrators to basically decide what counts as a petty act of misconduct.
The question is that I'm asking at 831-0600, do you trust your local school district to give you a fair, accurate report of crimes and gang activity? I was surprised there was this much going on. Or do you trust their own local in-house police to do it? Or would you trust a JSO police officer? Because, well, then it's all about money. Well, let me ask you this. I would agree on both sides it's all about money. But if you've got a bad crime area at that local school, why would the principal, unless he can't get any help, which they should, why would he want to go out and say, hey, we don't have that much crime? Why? Because you get more money. Would you not? My question to you at 831-0600. 904-831-0600. I didn't realize, is there this much crime going on, or is it just, Ed, it's really not that much? The school safety grand jury report, are you guys ready for this, says that they artificially kept the numbers down. The grand say they reduced crime statistics by allowing administrators without any legal training to decide what is a crime and what isn't. I'd love to hear your view on this. 831-0600. Let's go with Ace. I like that name. What's up, Ace? Good morning.
It's actually Dave, but that's okay.
Oh, Dave, never mind, Dave. My call screener is not always the greatest, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Hey, the real question is, what did Diane Green, what did Superintendent Green know, and when did she know it?
Hey, Dave, can I throw one out to you? And I want your take on this. Because I think a lot of this, I think you may have a valid point, but a lot of this I think was pre-Diana Green, because according to the Duval County Public School District, they said that the report is based on findings over a number of years and that improvements have been made. Well, wait a second. If this had been happening over a number of years, that means that they've been underreporting this over a number of years. So I agree with you, Diana Green, but this was also pre-Diana Green.
Yeah, I guess you got to figure out, when you say improvements, what is that exactly?
Well, that is a great question, Dave. Great question, man. I appreciate it, man.
Take care.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tina. Hey, Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. You know, I believe that they have been underreporting it for years. I mean, I had a niece that had brought a knife to school, and it was for protection. And the police were called, and I think the police do a better job. But I think they are underreporting it. When I was in school, we had gangs show up to the school and just, you know, grab our jewelry off our neck. And they are underreporting it because it's about the money, just like you said.
Tina, let me ask you a question. Who was it, forgive me, was it your daughter, you said, brought a knife to school for protection?
It was my niece.
Your niece. So did they, okay, did they find this out about her, and what did they do to her? They did not know about that.
Well, they didn't know about it, but the police did get involved, but they didn't really solve the problem.
So this has been, for how many years, Tina, would you say that we've had this problem and nothing's being done? How far does this go back, do you think?
It goes back to when I was in school.
Like 10 years ago.
I'm 53.
Yeah, you're young. So, yeah, so... Interesting. That's why I was asking, Tina. I mean, born and raised in Florida, I would think that, okay, if you're going to have a lot of crime activity, Tina, it would be the typical MO. It would be predominantly in South Florida. I didn't think it was this bad in Duval County.
Yeah. Most people don't think it's that bad, but that's because of the underreporting.
Interesting.
They don't know. They're covering that up so, you know, they can get the money. If they don't have enough students, they can't get that much funding. So that's what happened.
Interesting. Tina, thank you for clarifying everything. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Man, good call. All right. 831-0600. I really appreciate that call. Tina says, hey, it's been going back. And Tina's young. She goes, hey, man, this goes back to when I was in school. Really? Because it's being underreported. Interesting. Okay. Wouldn't take more of your calls. This is a good topic here. We're going to follow through more of this on the other side. 831-0600. Maybe, am I that naive? I didn't think it was that bad. But a grand jury school safety report has said, Duval County, you ain't reporting the facts. Politely, they're artificially setting the numbers. By the way, you know artificially is illegal in many cases? Oh, I'm artificially messing with the numbers. We call that fraud in the private sector. I'm not saying the Duval County School did that, but did they do that?
What else could it be then? Well, I don't know.
It's all based on money.
Apparently, the school district realizes these principals have the authority to do this. So they apparently have permission from the school board, I guess.
What are you talking about?
It would be a different thing, probably a criminal activity, if these principals were acting unilaterally in doing this. But apparently it's such a common thing that everyone in the school district knows they have that authority.
Now, hold on real quick.
So therefore, it wouldn't be a crime.
I got to take a quick break. Roger's brought up an interesting point. Is this something happening district-wide, or is it only happening at a few schools?
If one rogue principal is doing this, that would be one thing. But if this is something that's
Roger, standard bring up a good point.
Operating procedure within the school district, then everyone knows it happens, and apparently it's okay.
All right.
In air quotes.
Quick break. More on the other side. Talk radio. WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are still looking pretty smooth, but we do have some slow traffic on Beach Boulevard headed towards the beach, right past Kernan. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Around the World in 80 Days and Jailhouse Rock. And 1957 was also the year the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. And now Boger Shoes has become your fashion headquarters for New Balance footwear. Boger's has just received a new shipment of New Balance shoes for women and men, with many new colors and styles from which to choose. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all your footwear needs. With your prescription, the four board-certified podiatrists on staff at Boger's can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Boger Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 80 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Come by Boger Shoes today and see for yourself why Boger's was voted Bold City's best specialty shoe store at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Happy New Year from everyone at Boger Shoes.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for its lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More blue states are reopening their economies, but some Republicans are critical of the move, claiming the Democratic governors only made these decisions once Trump left the White House. President Biden overturns the ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military. And a statewide Florida grand jury studying school safety accuses the Duval County School District of underreporting crimes and gang activities happening inside of the public schools.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I'm Lou Dobbs. AMC Theaters stave off bankruptcy, a $900 million financing. Merck is scrapping its planned China virus vaccines. Delta Airlines recalling pilots. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. Most mesothelioma diagnoses are thought to be related to asbestos exposure. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-910-1950. That number again, 1-800-910-1950. 1-800-910-1950. Call today, 1-800-910-1950. Despite teetering near bankruptcy because of the number of theaters it was forced to close, Giant AMC Entertainment has signed deals for $900 million in financing. The new infusion of cash allows AMC to restructure its business, even if the pandemic keeps audiences away near term. Merck Pharmaceuticals pulling the plug Monday on two of its experimental Wuhan virus vaccines that were still under development. Merck admitted experiments and clinical trials produced disappointing results. Merck's decision points to the difficulties in developing a vaccine on a rush basis that normally takes 2 years or more. At least 400 pilots furloughed by Delta Airlines will be called back to service this summer. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Let's start off with Brian on line two. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, when I moved into the district this last year, a helpful hint for all the parents is if you go on social media like Instagram, you put in the abbreviation of your child's school and then another search word, like say the word fight, you'll get all the kids report everything online. So that's how I found out the school my daughter goes to has a really bad fighting problem, because there was 17 pages of fights on Instagram.
You had to go outside the mainstream, didn't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why the schools and police departments don't always report crimes. I mean, it's important for people to understand that this does affect things like property value. So if you're trying to sell your home, this could affect your home. So it's a lot larger than just the school administrators, because if you look at FBI statistics, based on FBI statistics released every year, like take the 2017 numbers, St. Augustine has more of a problem with violent crime than Jacksonville does.
Really?
But so the 2017 numbers, it's 689 out of 100,000 for St. Augustine compared to 631 out of 100,000. For Jacksonville, I don't know how that's even possible.
Brian, I got to get running, man. But hold on, Brian, I appreciate your call. Folks, and I'm going to get some more calls here to James and others in a moment. Did you hear what Brian said? Brian, how did you find out? How do you know a restaurant's worth its value?
Social media.
What's the words? Yelp or something like that?
He actually looked on Instagram.
Yeah, folks, don't ask the waiter or server, excuse me, waitress, hey, is this good? what do you think they're going to tell you?
Excellent choice.
50 people the day before just said, oh, this is not that good at all. Brian is exactly correct. Do some research. And they found it on Instagram. We're going to talk more about this and other issues coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.